But the next morning, things take a turn for the worse.
We've just come up to this bridge and go and check down what it looks like out in the colony. But even here, you can hear a huge kind of roaring noise up on the hill. Never really heard anything like that before. Up there, must be blowing the most almighty gale, and that is, you know, just a mile away or something, so that means that could get here very, very quickly. So, yeah, it makes you slightly scared. It's weird, isn't it?
The winds here are famously ferocious, and with so little experience of this location, Mark and Jeff retreat to the relative shelter of their hut.
I was just today thinking, well, it can't be too bad, because we haven't seen rocks starting to blow around yet, and just at that moment, it was like a rock took off and rolled down there.
By the second day of the storm, the winds reach 80 miles an hour, and it's apparent that even getting lunch from the outside larder is too risky.